are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
You know, I was a boy. I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to, you know, run around. I didn't want to write it.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance and research-based publications.
Right, so I'm at the Bet Show with Mr. Vic Goddard. Always a pleasure to see this man.
Nice to see you, Ross.
Right. Hello, everyone. This is Ross at Teacher Toolkit, the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I'm with Vic Goddard. Hello, Vic.
Hi, Ross. How are you doing?
Introduce yourself for people that might not know
no
who
worries.
You are.
I'm Vic Goddard. I'm the principal of Passwords Academy in Harlow. You might have seen this on the telly a few years ago.
Yeah, okay.
I try not to mention that, as you know.
Let's take you back to when you were a kid. Talk about your education experience in a nutshell, your highlights of what a great teacher was.
I think my education experience in a nutshell in my school was different to lots of other boys because it was in a completely streamed school from the moment you walk through the door, and I was in top set of everything, and I had a lovely time, and you know, good teachers. But interestingly, as you get older and you go back and visit friends that you knew at the time who weren't in your class, and their reality at school was different. Okay. So I had fantastic. I think probably so PE teachers, English teachers, maths
what
teachers.
What qualities stuck out particularly in terms of a teacher?
I wanted to become a PE teacher because of how my PE teachers treated me, because to be completely honest, you know, if I wanted to be in early, if I wanted to be at 6 a.m. practicing, the gym was open and they were letting me in.
Yeah.
You know, they saw something in me that they wanted to nurture, and they did. Interestingly, I think probably my most influential teacher was a teacher that a subject I didn't really gel with, which is English.
Right.
You know, I was a boy. I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to, you know, run around. I didn't want to write it. And Mike Conboy, who was my form tutor all the way through and taught me English all the way through, really persevered and made me fall in love with books.
Okay.
You know, and I think he probably would fall over if he realised I'd actually written enough words down to write one. But yes. Yeah, I think probably.
And the book title for listeners?
It is called The Best Job in the World, and it still is.
So, you know, you've been an experienced head teacher, what, 10 plus years now?
Nine, 10 years, yeah.
So, in your experience, what do you think is the one thing, if I could just get you to choose one, my question would be, what do you want to see change in education?
The accountability structure's got to change.
Okay.
It's poisonous at the moment.
Yeah.
The grading, the drive around academisation is theoretically around collaboration, and we've got an accountability system that divides.
Yes.
And ultimately, get rid of grades, Let the accountability structure. I want to be held accountable. I spend public money. No problem with that.
Of course, yeah.
But I want a system where, if Ofsted are going to visit thousands of schools, tell me what they see in the best of them.
Yeah.
You know, if come into my context and talk to me. I think place-based accountability is where the future is.
Okay, sounds great. Top tip. What would be your number one tip for reducing workload for schools and teachers?
Gosh, they're number one. There's so many. I mean, I guess. Being too prescriptive, trusting your professionals would be my biggest one. So, you know, I've got an English teacher, I don't need to tell them how to plan a lesson, they know how to plan it, just teach a fantastic lesson.
Okay, amen. What books are you reading at the moment?
Oh gosh, I'm not actually reading any education books particularly.
Okay.
Guy Claxon's one dropped through my door yesterday, so I'm gonna that's gonna be my next
title.
Learning, so another learning power
hidden
one.
Hidden Learners.
So that one, and I'm actually rereading Carl Hendrick's book about research again, because I read it once and picked up some bits, but I think it's worth rereading.
Great. Are you watching New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolutions. Go to the gym, that's not happening. Go to bed earlier, that's not happening. I guess for me, it's about perspective. My biggest one is to try and keep things in perspective this year, because I know people may not realise it, I am quite an anxious character, and I do worry, and that has affected home life in the past. So for me, it's about perspective.
What are you working on at the moment?
What I'm desperately trying to work on is feedback with the staff. You know, so I know on your blog recently, so you spoke about some verbal feedback,
vocal recall,
and we're trialing that at the moment. Actually, before we saw it in your blog for once, hooray!
Graham is a full-time teacher, and he's done it from the background in his bedroom. It's
amazing.
It's my, it's my number one thing.
For me, I've only come to see a couple of things. To be fair, here that's one of them. Tassamay, I came and did some time on their stand, and I'm going to say this absolutely clearly. I don't expect them to give it to me cheaper. I don't expect them to pay me any money. I went because of the people they are. And actually, they've worked really closely with our kids. Science is not an easy sell.
So that's a good top tip for edtech companies listening there.
Yeah.
Okay, final question. Who would you recommend I interview next and why?
Who would I... it's got to be the new Secretary of State for Education, doesn't it? We want to know that just because he went to a grammar school, he doesn't think he should impose it on everybody else.
Okay, I'll try to pin him down. Where can listeners find out more about you and your school?
Independent Thinking is a company I'm associated with, so I do lots of keynotes through them, but just pop online.
Your Twitter name?
At Vic Goddard on Twitter, Passmore's Academy online, or Passmore's Falcon for our teaching and learning website.
Okay, I look forward to visiting at long last.
Me too.
Thank you, Vic. You're listening to Teacher Toolkit. Find out more on our website and follow on social media using the hashtag TTKitPodcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.